Good morning, you guys, and welcome to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host from 9 to 10, Ella, of the most hype lit fun show out there, and I'm joined today by my lovely, lovely friend, Allison.
Hey, guys, what's up?
So today, we have a quick little, we have a fun show, but first let's get into our PSA real quick.
Are you looking for a club that celebrates friendship? Then Best Buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, our friendship walk with Best Buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at BestBuddiesUMB.
All right, you guys. Today's show is really quite exciting. And since it's the last show of the semester, we had to go out with a bang, which means that our drink is this lovely Bang Energy of the flavor Any Means Orange. If anyone knows what that means, let me know. Like, I just don't understand what they were going for with that, but
it has to be orange, right?
Yeah, it's definitely orange. I'm just confused on, like, why they had to be, like, creative with their name when it doesn't make sense. But let's crack this bad boy open.
That was nice.
It was good. Okay, good. I love to do a little ASMR on the channel. I'm glad that I look in and I don't see that it's immediately bright orange. That is a good sign. So, this is like one of their sugar-free ones. That's exciting. Oh, age 18 plus recommended. Should have known.
What? Okay, how is it, Ella?
It tastes like a creamsicle.
Okay.
Wait, you gotta you gotta do your little.
Let's check it out.
You gotta try it out. No, it literally tastes like a creamsicle.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Like the popsicle. Yeah. One. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like exactly like that. It's wild. It's just really sweet though. I cannot imagine.
Really sweet.
I cannot imagine if it actually had sugar in it fully. Yeah. No, but I think this will be a solid drink, and I'll have to go through and think of the best drink from this semester throughout here. Anyways, today's music, it's a very eclectic mix. Like, there's a lot of different things going on, and that's because it's a semester recap. I had a pretty great semester. I don't know about you.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. It was awesome. And I feel like all this music is really what we've been listening to.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I feel like it has such a way of, like, time capsuling it. So every time I listen to one of these songs in the future, it's going to be like, wow, that was so fall 25 semester. Yeah, fall 25 semester. Yeah, that's actually all I had to say on that. Anyways, enough of the yap. Like, let's just get straight into this. The first song is Flip Turn, Glistening. I think I've played some Flip Turn on here before, but this is one of the Allison song. And then we have Santa Gold, Muse, Prince. You guys, it's going to be a lit show, so you have to stay tuned in. It's pretty awesome. Anyways, let's get right into it.
Thank you. to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive.
right, you guys, that was Pop Life by Prince. Fun fact, that album actually got re-released and remastered this past month, like pretty recently. But thank you, shout out Mom and Dad, for putting me onto that song. That song is gas. Speaking of top albums, segue, another album that got re-released this year was Outkast's Stank on Ya, which just so happened to be my number two most listened to album of Spotify Wrapped, and that's not including CD plays, because that CD did in fact get scratched this year, RIP. Let's talk Spotify Wrapped for a second. Who was your number one artist?
My number one artist?
Number one artist, yeah. Mine was Outkast. I was in the top 0.01% of listeners.
Wow, Ella, I would not have expected that.
Yeah, and honestly, most of that can be attributed to Stank on Ya. That album was just too good. Too good.
Wait, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. My favorite artist was Lord Huron.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I saw him live this summer, and it really changed my life, and I just really ramped up listening to them.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. It's like the post-concert depression, but it's the reverse, where it just feels more infused into your being. Yeah. Okay, wait, let's go through, I guess, top five. After that, I had Fontaine's DC, saw them in concert this year. Great. Lady Gaga, come on, guys.
Oh, yes.
Come on. Sia Gray and SZA.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got a mix of everything.
Yeah, very much so. I think that is pretty reflective of the way that I listen to music. It's just so...
Eclectic.
Yep, exactly.
I like that. Exactly. I'm kind of similar. So mine was Lord Huron, and then, of course, Charlie.
Of course.
Of course, Beyonce.
Oh, hell yeah.
Then I have Justin Hurwitz. He does a bunch of the movie soundtracks.
Oh!
For, like, okay. Babylon, those kind of movies.
Is that, like, study music?
Yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Sometimes if I'm feeling a little, you know, I want to hear some upbeat jazz, I might just listen to it, but normally it is just studying.
Yeah.
And then last, Addison Rae, of course.
Oh, wait, Addison Rae, Summer Forever was my number five most listened to song this year.
That is probably the best song on the album.
Bro, it was so good. I didn't even listen to the album all the way through until I listened to that song, and I was like, I need to listen to it. Oh my god, you saw Addison, right?
I did.
Dude, I'm awesome. So jealous. I wanted to go so bad, but it just, like, didn't happen. It didn't happen.
I mean, she'll definitely come back. This is only her first tour.
Oh, for sure. And it'll just get longer and longer. It'll be like Olivia Rodrigo, where her first concert was like, what, 30 minutes because she had no music?
Yeah, it was like 30 minutes. And she didn't have an opener. I mean, she didn't need one.
Oh.
But one day, I think she's definitely going to get bigger.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, for sure. I feel like especially when you already have the basis of TikTok, like, there's no way.
Oh, yeah, and she's already in with all these other artists. They're already collaborating with her and everything.
Oh, yeah.
She's definitely on the up.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, next year, it's my goal to get to 100,000 minutes listened to on Spotify Wrapped. That's my Spotify Wrapped 2026 goal.
How many do you have right now?
67,748.
67? Yeah, I'm about 69, so we're about the same.
Yeah, it's like 60, 70 range, you know, something along those lines. I love Spotify Wrapped. I think that might be my favorite holiday of the year. I feel like it's such a special day. I need to do an Ebb and Flow Wrapped. Best shows of the year.
You should do
Maybe
that.
I'll cook up with that, and I'll have something ready for next talking break. Maybe. We'll see. Stay tuned.
You should do that.
Stay tuned. Okay. Yeah, we'll just keep getting right back into the music. But next up, we have some Dire Straits, followed by the Cocteau Twins, and then Edie?
We'll go with Edie.
Edie and the New Bohemians. So, pretty fire show, you guys. If you're just not tuning in, you're listening to WMEC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Enjoy.
Then I Thank you.
That was What I Am by Edie Brickle and the New Bohemians. I honestly totally forgot about this song until Allison put it on the playlist, and oh my goodness gracious, did I forget how much I love it. It's too good, dude, too good.
My mom showed me that song and honestly I feel connected to her now.
Hell yeah. Yeah, no, I think my parents also showed me that song. It's crazy. I guess the great minds think alike, you know. We were just talking, we went to a WMUC concert concert last night, and they had some local DMV artists there, but it was pretty lit. If you guys know, I'm acting like they're gonna know who played, but Flowers for the Dead, Baltimore Ave, you know, any of these familiar, Bug was lit, actually. I feel,
yeah,
I wasn't expecting. It was like I just felt like I could get locked into the music that he was playing. He was a DJ. He was
DJ. Yeah, he was doing a bunch of different stuff. I think all different artists,
yes,
had different,
yes,
vibes to them.
Very much so.
But he definitely was good to end the night.
I agree. He brought back up from it was crazy. It was like mosh vibe in this house, and I was like, "Wow!" Mm-hmm. I was like, "I don't know why I wasn't expecting people to be like running into each other and like jumping up and down and stuff." But
oh yeah, the heavier songs, people really got into it.
They really
got into
it.
It was fun. I loved observing everyone.
Yes, yes. The people watching was great. The music watching was great. It was also a lit setup too. Like, it was a good time. It was a good time. And since we have our little. Since we have a little break between when Spotify tracks what we listen to for Spotify Wrapped, I'm going to take this opportunity to explore some really niche artists so that I don't get, like, performative when my actual Spotify Wrapped comes out. Because this is the perfect time to explore new music and not feel ashamed about it. If you want to listen to Bo Burnham, now's the time.
Definitely. I mean, before the holidays, get that music in.
Get that music in. Now's the
right
time.
Now I cannot go to Christmas music. I'm sorry.
It plays when I work, so I'm like, I don't need to listen to it any other time. That's all I need from it, really.
I feel like there actually isn't many artists that come out with Christmas albums anymore.
Mm.
I know Leve did an album, a Christmas album, and it was actually really good. Her voice is perfect.
Oh, hell yeah.
For Christmas. Very, like, Frank Sinatra-y.
Ooh, I'll have to check that out. I love, I don't know if you're familiar, but I love the Ramones Christmas song. Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight.
I do not know what you're talking about.
What about the Britney Spears, My Only Wish This Year?
Yes.
That one's, yes. That's a good one.
I'm listening to the TikTok one, Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call.
Oh, that's a good one. There's so many niche Christmas songs. Shout out Christmas Jams, I guess, is the playlist that my dad created with all the with all like the niche Christmas songs, because it's like, let's listen to Christmas music but not the same generic stuff. I will say, sorry dad, you can cover your ears, some of them aren't that good, but a lot of them are pretty awesome, so it's kind of fun to listen to.
Shout out dad for the effort.
shout out, I really appreciate it, honestly. It keeps me on my toes. And there's some gas songs on there. Yeah, I enjoy. Oh, and I totally did not come up with an Ebb and Flow Wrapped. That's gonna have to be an Instagram post, I fear. So if you're not following the Instagram, WMUC_Ebb and Flow, what are you doing? Feel free to. It's pretty awesome. All the information about the shows. You know, if you want to slide into the DMs about any drinks you're interested in, and if you want to come on the show, you know, just let me know. But yeah, that's where the Ebb and Flow Wrapped will be. I feel like there's been some great shows. There's also been some scary shows. Shout out to those who know. Yeah, we're almost coming to a time, to the end of our time. If you're just not tuning in, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host for another 15 minutes, Ella, of the most hype lit fun show out there, Ebb and Flow. We're going to keep trugging along with Impressively Average, followed by some My Chemical Romance. Yeah, TTYL, you guys. Better if it was gone, what goes around must come around. So when I go, I'll come around.
that you thought weren't capable. The conversation's easier said than done. The temptation, better if it was gone. Goes around, must come around. So when I'm gone, I'll surely be back again. You wanted, but you were young and thought that you'd fallen. But now I'm all you want, and your blood is clotted. And you can't fall asleep because your dreams are haunted. What goes around must come around. So when I'm dead, I'll come around again.
That was Goldie Baudelaire, Cowboy Gangster Politician, Gas Song, Officially Been Put On. If you're just not tuning into the show, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. We only have one more song for you guys today. One more song for the whole entire semester. And we'll be back in 2026. How crazy is that? Real quick, before I get into the rating of this drink, I gotta shout out my favorite show of this semester and my favorite drink of this semester. My favorite show this semester has got to be the Weird Girl Esoteric theme. That one was so fun. Bjork, FKA Twigs, all my favorite. The drink itself, though, I don't love kombucha, so that wasn't a favorite of mine. But the drink I think that shocked me the most was the Zoa Green Apple, because I've never even heard of that energy drink, and they kind of did a good job. It tasted like apple juice. So, yeah. Don't worry, though. Next semester, we're going to come back better than ever. It's going to be some really awesome, super cool themes, some super special guests. Thank you to Allison for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much, Ella, for having me. This is so much fun.
Of course. It's been a blast. I hope you guys listening in have had a good time, too. This drink, honestly, I enjoyed. I would give it, like, a 7.
I'd say 7 as well.
Yeah,
it's just, I kind of just want to freeze it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Make it just into, like, that popsicle.
Exactly. It's, like, making me want something different. But it is pretty good. It honestly exceeded expectations, especially with this stupid name, bro. But alas, last song is Pearl Jam, Black. I don't know what it is, but in the past, like, week, I've been, like, nonstop playing this song. Maybe not even week, like, low-key, like, longer than that. I was just trying to be a, a little nonchalant, but it's a really good one. And I guess perfect way to end Ebb and Flow for the semester. Hopefully I'll come back and I'll have, you know, some cultured music taste after going abroad. Maybe I'll have some more Central C and that kind of vibe up in there. Maybe an accent, who knows. Stay tuned, it's gonna be really awesome. I've had a great time getting hype with y'all this semester. If you have any suggestions, feel free to reach out on WMUC_ebb_and_flow. I'm pretty active up on there. Love you guys, see you guys next semester. Enjoy some Pearl Jam.
I'm surrounded by